Number one, would you please tell me where I could get batteries for my radio?
Yes, go down this aisle, past the garden tools. They will be on the shelf next to the light bulbs.
Where does this conversation probably take place?
Number two, how much is this box of candy?
Let's see, the 2-pound box is $5. You're holding a 3-pound box, so it's $2 more.
How much will the box of candy cost the woman?
Number three. Look at the price on these used television sets. Something is fishy, don't you think so?
Well, there have been a lot of robberies recently. Some of the stolen goods may have landed up here.
How do the speakers feel about the television sets? Number four. I haven't read the newspaper yet. When you finish it, may I see it?
I'll give it to you right now. I have to check on dinner anyway.
What is the woman doing besides reading the newspaper?
Number five. You're going to Chicago tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I thought I'd fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
How will the man get to Chicago? Number six. When do you think I can go home, Dr. Smith?
Well, you came in on Monday, and today is Friday. I'd say that you could probably leave tomorrow.
Where is the woman in the conversation? Number seven. John, should we have our usual menu for tonight?
Well, Jennifer is allergic to seafood, so I think we'd better change the menu.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Number eight. Mrs. Smith, did I do well in the test?
I find your grammar and organization above average, Bob, but your spelling could stand some improvement.
What does the woman say about Bob? Number nine. I think I'll order the chocolate cake. I know it's rich, but I didn't eat lunch earlier today.
No dessert for me. I can hardly get into my clothes as it is.
Why can't the woman order dessert? Number 10. I've been having annoyance calls for 2 weeks. When I answer the phone, the other party hangs up without saying anything. I've tried everything, including blowing a whistle into the receiver.
Beginning today, I want you to keep a record of the time each call occurs. From this chart, we can get information to help us trace the calls. If necessary, the telephone company can contact the police.
What does the woman suggest that the man do?
Passage 1. Are you afraid to raise your hand in class, even when you know the answer? If you are, most people would say that you're shy. If you feel shy, you are not alone. 9 out of 10 people are at least a little shy. But however shy you are, scientific evidence seems to show that it isn't your fault. You may have been born that way. How do psychologists measure shyness? One way is by observation. They keep detailed records of people's actions, like how often these people speak to others, or how long it takes someone to say hello to a stranger. Another way to measure shyness is to ask people questions. The test only takes about 10 minutes. It asks questions like, do you like going out or not? And do you have many friends? People must answer either yes or no. These questions can predict how people actually behave in social situations. Suppose a test tells you that someone is shy. Chances are good that the person will act shyly. When scientists measure shyness, they're really comparing degrees of shyness. In other words, when researchers say people are shy, they really mean they are more shy than others. Number 11. Why does the speaker say that it isn't a fault to be shy? Number 12. What is one of the ways suggested by psychologists for measuring shyness? Number 13. What is the purpose of the psychologists in asking questions?
Passage 2. When Midori was 2 years old, she often climbed onto the piano bench and reached for the violin that belonged to her mother, a 38-year-old professional musician. "Please don't touch Midori," her mother scolded. The violin was, after all, worth more than $20,000. But Midori persisted. She longed to handle the graceful instrument that made beautiful sounds. Finally, on her third birthday, Midori was handed a package. A tiny violin, about half the normal size. Almost from the moment Midori was born, her mother knew she was sensitive to music. For several years, mother and daughter practiced together, day and night. She was eager to learn. Failure often led to tears, though she never once turned from the instrument. Instead, she persisted until the problem was overcome. One day, Johnson, an American musician, heard Midori play the violin. He couldn't believe she was just 8 years old. "She must make a tape, and I will take it to the United States," the American musician said. A famous American violin teacher heard the tape. He, too, had difficulty believing his ears. The playing was astonishing. He immediately accepted her as a pupil and recommended her for a full scholarship. In 1982, Midori and her mother moved to New York City, leaving behind a comfortable life in Japan. Number 14. What was Midori's mother? Number 15. Why was Midori not allowed to touch her mother's violin when she was only 2 years old? 16. What did Johnson, the American musician, ask Midori to do? Number 17. Why did Midori move to the United States?
Passage 3. Telephone books in the United States have white, blue, and yellow pages. The white pages list people with phones by last name. The blue pages contain numbers of city services, government agencies, and public schools. Businesses and professional services are listed in a special section, the yellow pages. To make a long-distance call, you need an area code. Each area in the US has an area code. The area covered by one area code may be small or large. For example, New York City has one area code. But so does the whole state of Oregon. If you want to know the area code of a place, you can look it up in the area code map, which is printed in the front of the white pages. There are a lot of public telephones in the US. They have their own numbers. If you are making a long-distance call on a public telephone and run out of money, give the number on your phone to the person you're talking to. Then hang up the receiver and he can call you back. If you make a long-distance call and get a wrong number, call the operator and explain what happened. This means that you can make the call again to the right number without having to pay more money. Number 18. Where can you find the telephone number of a city council in a telephone book? Number 19. Where can you find the area code map of the US? Number 20. What are you advised to do when you get a wrong number in making a long-distance call?